Not content with your content? You've come to the right place. The Discontent Show with Joe Kuzma. Every brand starts with a story. Here's how you can grow your business by sharing it. Now, with today's topic, the host of The Discontent Show, Joe Kuzma.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Discontent Show. My name is Joe Kuzma, and I am the host of The Discontent Show and also your resident expert on all things content marketing. I would love to welcome all of our new listeners. I would love to welcome back all of our returning listeners and remind each and every one of you, no matter whether you are a brand new listener to the program or someone who has tuned in before, to hit the subscribe button, like, favorite, share, retweet, all of those things, all of the above, because that's what today's program, that's what it's about. You know, I know some people get discouraged when they don't see a whole bunch of likes, a whole bunch of shares, a whole lot of reach or amplification, as I like to call that word, is just basically, you know, when somebody else shares it and then it gets some more likes. And that's that snowball going downhill, getting larger as it gets closer to the bottom and then disappears into the oblivion, obviously, after something has gone viral for so long, it eventually expires. It is the 15 minutes of fame. That's more like 15 seconds of fame when you're on the internet. And while geared a little more towards social media today, actually, my topic of the day, you can't please everyone. It applies to everything. It applies to blogging. It applies to podcasts. Of course, I just said social media, which is the probably more or less what you're going to spend a lot of time with if you're doing promotional things, building out your platform for your brand or business. Then, of course, ebooks and email. And what I mean by you can't please everyone is not everyone's going to like every post or any post. You may think you have the greatest thing. Trust me, I've created some things, some content that I thought I was hitting, you know, grand slam out of the ballpark. And then it fizzles like a really cheap balloon, complete with the fart noise. And, well, speaking of the fart noise, not everyone likes fart jokes. And I'm sure you've been around some of that or watched a movie or television program. And I think the main thing that has got me on this topic, or at least this train of thought for this week, we've heard just in the last few days, and of course, this has been going on for quite some time, but on the note of you can't please everyone, Nike has a new campaign. I won't get political. I never get political. I do not care about politics. That's not what this show's about. But you understand that there are political ramifications of certain things that these companies do. In-N-Out Burger was another one within the last week or so. And there's always been other companies, I'll just say like a Chick-fil-A or something, that end up in the news for reasons probably other than their product or service. It's usually something extracurricular or something else that may negatively or positively influence the brand or business. Now, the reason I say you can't please everyone is sometimes these are calculated risks by these companies, and they could afford to weather the storm. Unlike you, if you have a small to medium-sized business or you're just going it all out on your own, you probably don't have millions, billions, maybe even thousands of dollars to withstand the negative impact of something. So while I say you can't please everyone, you shouldn't try and go out and just troll everyone and tick them off as well. You got to kind of know your audience, and you got to know if something's going to be a little bit sensitive in the current political landscape that's out there. Now, it doesn't matter which side of the debate or argument or agenda, or even if you're in the middle or you find some of these things important or some of them silly, you have to understand it from all aspects. You have to understand from the person who takes it very seriously to the person who would laugh at it and the person that's just going to go about their day regardless. And that's what I mean by you can't please everyone. I always tell people that, you know, when you're doing something with social media, there's people that are out there. Sometimes it's a cesspool. There's a lot of trash, a lot of garbage you don't want to be involved with. I think I mentioned before, I had a client ask me about, oh, I don't know that I want to be on Twitter. Well, I think we've heard within this, you know, new kind of political spectrum that we've probably been in for the last, close to a decade maybe. And a lot of these buzzwords that come out, like echo chamber, you don't necessarily want to surround yourself just with an echo chamber of yes people and things like that. That would be your friends and your family. And sometimes, trust me, they're not part of the what you want echoed back anyways. You want to connect with people outside of that bubble. You need to break through that wall. And in order to do so, you're going to probably see some things, hear some things, and even be told some things that you will not like. And you got to learn to not let it dictate what you do. Don't let other people dictate what you do, whether it's competition, whether it's just somebody hiding behind a keyboard and a fake name at, Jim Jones 33 or something. You know what I mean? You know the ones. But there are some people, they'll put their name right to it too. They don't care. They're bold. They could be crass, ignorant. Sometimes this is all they live for, is to just try and make other people miserable and drag you down to their level. Don't allow them to do this. Now, if you're using something like social media or a blog, you get a comment there or a podcast, and you have to deal with actual customer service, and there are issues. Now, I see this with some companies. I'll throw a big one out there, like a Best Buy, or even one that's had some troubles, or at least maybe a few hiccups along the way, is MoviePass. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. You go on these sponsored posts that are on Facebook or something that's been shared on Twitter, you start to read some of the replies. And usually, I think it's like 1 in 7 people actually say something positive as opposed to negative. It's almost always complaints. It's always been that way. Social media has just put that under a microscope with a spotlight through the microscope. It just is magnified this to just the umpteenth degree. So you got to remember to try and sort through some of the things that are legitimate and address those concerns. And usually the best thing and the best way to do that is if you could take that conversation off of the internet. It may still be on the internet. You're going to do a private chat. So you're going to take it out of the public eye, because you just never know when things are going to turn south. Someone's going to cuss at you or swear at you or take something that you say. Because remember, these text conversations are they're not very interpersonal. You know what I mean? They're very mundane. They're in a vacuum. And sometimes you could read or interpret something the wrong way. In fact, most of the time, I think I do at least. And you know where I'm coming from if you get the wrong text or autocorrect does something, God forbid. So you got to be careful. And that's one way you could protect yourself. Another way is to just, you know, I got my 80-20 rule. I probably talked about this in one of the first episodes. I'm not even sure where I picked it up from. I think it's somewhat cliche, but it's like, if it's not worth 20% of your effort to do something, throw it out. Just right in the trash out to the curb, let the garbage man collect it. Because you're going to put everything, when you think about the 20, it goes onto the 80 side, onto that 80 side of the column, and you're going to have nothing but positive efforts towards your content marketing campaigns and strategy. So when you have trolls and everybody that's out there, you just remember, you can't please everyone. Some people are just going to be mad, angry. They live their lives like just very negative. I know a lot of people say that sometimes, even about myself. And it's like, sometimes you could just be blunt or honest, but you even got to know, like, even if you have that type of demeanor, like I can at times, especially with my wife, doesn't really work with her. You want to talk about taking a conversation offline? I wish I could, but some people are giggling out there. Others are just shaking their head like, yeah, I know what you mean. So, you know, you take those type of things offline. You try and skew some of that the other direction. Now, the other half of this is, and you can't please everyone, if we knew what was going to be like a viral social media post, a viral article, something that would be a hot button topic that's going to get you thousands of listeners on your podcast, I think every single person would be a millionaire, myself included. Sorry, I'm not a millionaire, not yet. I'm working on it. I would love it. If anyone wants to donate to the cause, feel free to. JoeKuzma.com is the website. But you can't please everyone. And I always say, like, I have a few examples here. One way that I operate a lot of social media and my blog, you got to know your audience, of course. Like I mentioned fart jokes earlier. If that's not part of your audience, don't even put it in the repertoire. It's not in rotation. The same thing if you're sharing pictures of grandchildren or your pets or if it's part of your audience, like if you're selling like baby clothes or whatever, by all means, use them as your models in the face of your company. But, you know, if you're selling like some type of widget or wingding that's used in the kitchen, I don't think you need to have like my one cat's name is Boomerang. I don't think you need to rig this thing to his paw to show how it works. And it probably wouldn't turn out that well anyway. So you don't want to go like too like bizarre or silly with things too. There's always an extreme on either side. Now, having said all that, knowing your audience, even if you know your audience, you're still not going to please everyone. You have your audience in a room. You have 10 people that are part of your audience. You come in, you ask them if they want pizza, or you ask them what kind of pizza would they like. We're going to order pizza for the group. And you're going to order, I don't know, three pizzas enough, three large pizzas, four large pizzas. Well, it's not like a pizza for every person, right? So there's going to be a few people who are going to have to agree on the same thing, obviously. Well, somebody inevitably is going to be like, well, maybe they don't eat meat. So you have a pepperoni pizza, you need a cheese pizza. What do you get on the third pizza? What if you get like a white pizza, but there's only two people that are into like the broccoli type pizza with the Alfredo, whatever. Blah, I'm not a big fan of that. Wife and daughter absolutely love it. So you know what pizza day is like? That's only three people in my household. Imagine trying to feed 10 now. And this is your audience. And one person's just like, well, I'm on a no-carb diet. I don't want pizza at all. So boom, you've already knocked one of them out. But guess what? You're still focused on nine because you know your audience, and at least you're going to please nine people with what you're doing on this given day. You can't please everyone. And you know what? Probably one of the great marketers of his generation, P.T. Barnum, you know, the guy who ran all the circus acts. That's why he had such a variety of circus acts. Clowns, trapeze, elephants, lion tamers. Did I say clowns? There's just so many different things. The monkeys and maybe the trained dogs that jump through rings of fire or whatever. Did they do that? I'm not sure if they did, but you get the picture in your head that some people are going to like the guy who's juggling knives versus the trapeze thing might put someone to sleep. And then maybe a whole bunch of people this day and age, you know, you got the animal rights activists and whatnot, whatever floats your boat when it comes to that. Like I said, I don't get political, but there are people that don't like to see that type of thing. So, you know, the circus act, the circus routine, they knew that they just couldn't do like one or two of the same act and attract people from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, etc., etc. That's why you got to think like the circus. And when you're doing different things, and mind you, it all depends on your industry and your business. I talked about some of the things you do on social media. You entertain sometimes, but you can't entertain all the time. You can't be the class clown. You got to be able to inform. Or just, I'm trying to think of the word now. I can't even think of it. But to teach people different things. There's a very catchy word that goes with that. And I totally lost. Educate is the word I'm looking for there. Educate, inform, entertain. Those are the three things that you could do with social media. And you could do that a variety of ways. You mix it up and you get the circus routine by using text sometimes instead of an image. Or you share a link to your blog. But then you also supplement that maybe with the video every now and then. Maybe you do something that's an audio format. See, this all goes back to that five pillars. It is a circus routine for your content marketing. And the more pillars you have, the stronger your foundation is going to be. I know not everything is possible, but if you can't record and do a podcast, that's fine. But I still think you should have an email newsletter maybe. And then you have that with a blog and you do a little bit of social media. And guess what? You're propping up the tent, that circus tent, very nicely because you're doing a few things and you're doing them to the best of your ability. You're doing them well. You're not doing them, half-assed. So that's probably the best way I can put it. You can't please everyone. And even if you had an ice cream stand, remember your kid, you go the soft serve, they have vanilla, they have chocolate, and then if you wanted both, they can mix them together and make a swirl cone. That's trying to appeal to everyone. There's always a chance that you'll appeal to no one at all if you try and do something like that, and then you just forget that your entire audience goes there because you're all about strawberry. You even advertise it, but you're not talking about strawberries. So you got to try and stay on topic too and not alienate some of the – it's very hard to get an audience. It's very hard to retain an audience. Make sure they continue to like your page, follow, and even comment at times. So you got to have that in mind. You don't want to be too repetitive. You don't want to go back to the well with the same things too often. Even if it is the thing, if some of those things are more successful, you kind of want to mix some of those in. Sure. You find that you do a certain thing and people enjoy it. Well, they'll do the same exact thing. You could get away with that after maybe a little bit of a time period, and other people, not everybody sees everything you do on the internet either. I think Facebook is something like, if they follow your page and they've been active with it, because not everybody that likes your page is seeing your updates. It has to do with the ever-changing, you know, the algorithms and functions of Facebook. Twitter is very in the moment. If you don't catch it right then, you may not catch it at all. So you can rehash or echo some of that content back out into the public realm, but don't spam it. Don't do it like three times a day or even three times in the same week, unless it's very relevant. If it has a deadline and it's no longer good next week, you're dealing with news, you're dealing with something that has a deadline, like an event, and you get closer to the event, probably more acceptable to spam it. But trust me, if you're like on Facebook and you're following something, or on Twitter and following something, and 2-3 months in advance it's promoting an event, and that's all you see 5 times a day is that same event, would you still follow that account? You might mute them. You might just get rid of it because, you know what? You're sick of seeing it. It's just overboard. You know what it's like? The same radio and television commercials that play over and over and over and over. Right now, there's one from a particular insurance company that I'm ready to reach through the radio and grab some people. So it gets your message across. Just be careful of just how much that message gets across, because you don't want to wear your audience out either to the point where they just tune you out. So you can't please everyone, and you don't want to try to please everyone to the point where you're pleasing absolutely no one. And don't, by all means, don't just do things just to please yourself. You come off like the car salesman that's on TV just talking about me, 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 why I'm the best. Every one of them is the best. That's all they tell you. They want you to go to their place, obviously, but what makes them the best, really? I don't know. I've never understood that. I guess they want to be TV stars or appear to be celebrities. And I guess if you own a car dealership and you got a lot put into that, invested in that business, You may be entitled to that, right? But just keep that in mind. It's not all about you as well. It's really about your clientele and your customer base. So try to please who you can please. You don't want to turn people away. That's not what I'm talking about here. Don't do something just to troll or tick people off. But don't do something by all means of trying to, and here's another phrase I have, trying to fit 10 pounds of crap or garbage into a bag that's only meant to hold 5 pounds of that 10 pounds, then it overflows too. Sometimes if you look at it and it looks like it's overwhelming and too much, guess what you've just done? You may have created 2 or 3 or 4 pieces of content while just focusing on one thing, and that's going to make your life a lot easier. It's going to make your content marketing a lot more efficient. And if those things were meant to please everyone, well, now you've staggered it out and you never know. 3 of those things instead of that one, just catching like 9 of those 10 people that want the pizza, well, now you're going to go at them 3 or 4 times, and you may catch 5, 6, or 7 of them, which each of that, and it's going to be a different mix of people, but that core center group of people that liked all of it, that is the sales funnel. Those are the people that are loyal to your brand. Those are the people that ultimately will help you and or your business hopefully make some money. So I hope this was a good episode for everyone. It's kind of on the cusp of all of these crazy marketing things that are going on as of late. And, you know, some of it generates some buzz, whether it's negative or positive. People are talking about it. I know there are people out there that believe there's no such thing as bad press. Don't believe that. That'll get you in like a Supreme Court battle or something crazy. So don't go down that path if you can't afford to risk that. If you can't afford to risk it and you're listening to me, help me afford to risk it. That's about what I could say right now. So appreciate everyone listening. As I said, don't forget to subscribe. I will have all the information here for you in just one moment. Until next time, my name is Joe Kuzma. You could follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Joe_Kuzma, and my website, joekuzma.com. All to be repeated in one moment once again by the pre-recording. Until next time, be safe, be good, and I will catch you later. Hi, folks. This is Joe Kuzma. No, don't worry. You're not hearing things twice. I'm just here to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening to today's show and being a follower and subscriber of the Discontent Podcast. And I want to remind you that if you're interested in more information about all the various things it is that I do, whether it be about this show, content marketing, or you want to ask a question, you may visit me at joekuzma.com. That's joekuzma.com. Or you can follow me as well on Facebook. Make sure you get the page and not the personal profile. Sorry, it's only for friends and family. Also on Twitter at joe_kuzma, LinkedIn, or Instagram. Also, don't forget, if you haven't already, subscribe, whether that be on iTunes, YouTube, or your favorite podcast provider, so you don't miss out on any of the great episodes that we have. Once again, thank you again for your support, and I look forward, as always, to speaking and interacting with each of you again soon.